Today I would like you to turn your Bible, please, to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14, and we'll begin reading at verse 24. Isaiah 14, "The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrians in my land, and upon my mountain tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed. Who shall disannul? Who shall change the purpose of God? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Who will stop the hand of God?" is the question. Now in chapter 13 and 14 of Isaiah, Almighty God has promised His people Israel certain defeat of their enemies. He talks about the defeat of the Babylonians and the Philistines. And also the verse that we read here, He promises deliverance from the enemy, the Assyrians. And God did fulfill all His promise. Now Isaiah gave these certain and sure promises of deliverance from their enemies based upon the eternal purpose of God. Do you notice how many times in these few verses He says, "I have purposed and so shall it stand. The Lord hath purposed. Who shall change God's purpose?" God promised deliverance based upon His promise and upon His purpose. Now the same thing is true of God's spiritual Israel, God's elect, God's chosen. God has given to His people the certain and sure promise of salvation from all our enemies, our spiritual enemies. Can you think of some of them? How about the dominion of Satan? God has promised deliverance. How about the bondage of sin? God has promised deliverance based upon His purpose. How about the law? God has redeemed us from the curse of the law. God has promised salvation from all of, and deliverance from our spiritual enemy based upon the eternal purpose of God revealed in Christ Jesus. We read of this promise in 2 Peter 2, verse 4, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding and great precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature," that is salvation, "by God's promise," God's purpose. Now listen carefully, and I want you to understand this. All whom God wisely saves and justifies from all sin, those whom He makes righteous in His sight, is by His infinite purpose and decree. Now listen to the Scripture, Ephesians chapter 1. We read this, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him," purpose of God, "who works all things after the counsel of His own will." All the elect of God, all of God's chosen, all who believe the true gospel of God's grace are saved by God's purpose and grace. That's exactly what the apostle told young Timothy. God saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace. Now here's what I'm saying. Here's what the Scriptures teach about salvation. Salvation's of the Lord. Before the world was made, from eternity, God purposed, planned, promised, and predestinated whom He would justify. Now this is clearly what the Scriptures teach. Let's read this Scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2:13. "God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." God purposed and planned from all eternity who would be justified by God's grace. The second thing we know is this. The grounds by which He would justify guilty sinners. God purposed and planned the grounds by which He would justify sinners. We read in Romans 3:24, "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." We're not redeemed with corruptible things, Peter says in his epistle, but rather with the precious blood of Christ. God also, before the world was made, from all eternity, purposed, planned, and promised who He would justify, the grounds by which He would justify them, and the means whereby they would receive the justification and salvation of their soul. What is the means? How is it done? Well, here's the Scripture. Romans 4:16. The Apostle said, it is of faith. Salvation is received by faith. Christ is received by faith, that it might be by grace to the end, to this purpose, that the promise might be sure to all God's elect, all the seed. The certainty of their salvation is based upon the eternal covenant of grace given in Christ and promised in Christ before the world began. Now, listen to our Lord in John chapter 6. He said, all the Father hath given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. You see, again, the Scriptures teach clearly and plainly that salvation is of the Lord. Now, I want to consider three things from these verses in Isaiah 14, verse 24, verse 26, and verse 27. Three things about the eternal purpose of God. And listen to me carefully. Let's see if I can help you by God's Spirit. Let's see if we can, by the help of God, by the Word of God, understand something about the eternal purpose of God. Now, here's the first point, found in verse 24. He said, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. And that's Isaiah 14, verse 24. Now, here's the first point. The purpose of God, the decree of God, is immutable. That is, it is unchanging. God's purpose does not change. He said in Malachi, I am the Lord, I change not. And because God does not change, His purpose, His plan does not change. Now, I don't pretend to understand about all the purpose of God, but whatever it is, I know this. It's unchanging. It's unchanging. Now we read in Isaiah 46, verse 9. Read this with me. Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. I'll do all my pleasure. You see, the purpose of God is unchanging. Isaiah 46, verse 11, calling a ravenous bird from the east, a man that would execute my counsel from a far country. I have spoken it. I bring it to pass. I purposed it. I will do it. The counsel of God shall stand. The purpose of God shall stand. It shall not be changed. Now, especially in salvation, when we talk about God's saving purpose in Christ, His purpose of salvation does not change. God has always saved sinners by His purpose and by His grace. Now we read this in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise immutability of His counsel. There's that unchanging purpose, immutability, unchangingness of His counsel, of His purpose, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation and lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth in that within the veil, where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, the purpose of God in salvation and the hope that we lay hold of and the refuge that we lay hold of is by God's unchanging purpose and counsel, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's the second point about God's purpose. The purpose of God includes all things. The purpose of God includes all things. Now, Isaiah 14, verse 26 says this, this is a purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is a hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. Now, here's the second thought. The purpose of God includes all things. All things. The Lord Jesus Christ, who rules us, rules all things for us, for His people. Now, the Apostle said that in 2 Corinthians 5:18. He said, all things are of God. All things past, present, and future. All things in heaven, earth, and hell. All things good, bad, or indifferent. All things are of God. The great hand of our sovereign God, of God's sovereign providence, rules and governs by absolute, infinite, and undisputed control and authority. God is God in this universe. And in God's universe, nothing happens by chance. All things are of God. All things are of God. Nothing in God's universe happens by accident. Now, we read this in Romans 11 and many other scriptures, but let's consider Romans 11, verse 36. Of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. You see, all things are of God. Nothing happens by chance. It's ordered by the decree and good providence of God. Secondly, nothing is determined in God's universe by the will of man. Not in creation, not in providence, nor in salvation. Salvation is not by the will of man. Salvation is by the will of God. We read this in Romans 9, verse 15 and 16. God said, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. So then, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. So nothing happens. I'm saying the Scriptures teach that all things are of God. Of him and through him and to him are all things. Nothing is determined in God's universe by the will of man, not in creation, providence, or salvation. And thirdly, nothing in this world is under the control of Satan. We read throughout the Scripture, God is in charge. He said, I am the Lord. Beside me there is none else. Satan's not in charge of this universe. God is. We read in Psalm 135, verse 6, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven, earth, hell, and all deep places. Now listen to me carefully. Don't misunderstand what I'm about to say. The devil is under God's control and God's dominion. The devil is God's servant. That's right. He can't do anything without God's permission. Now here's the third thing about the purpose of God. We read in Isaiah 14, verse 27. The purpose of God is effectual and must and will be accomplished. Now, let's read the Scripture again. Isaiah 14, verse 27. For the Lord of hosts hath purpose, who shall disannul? That means, who will erase or remove the purpose of God? His hand is stretched forth. His hand is stretched forth to execute the counsel of God. Who shall turn the hand of God back? We read in Scripture, none can say His hand, or none can say unto Him, Lord God Almighty, what are you doing? So here's what I'm saying the Scriptures teach. The purpose of God is effectual and must and will be accomplished. There is nothing that comes to pass in time but which God from all eternity has decreed, and everything He has decreed and purposed does and will come to pass. And we read just a moment ago from Isaiah 46, He said, I've spoken, I'll bring it to pass, I purpose, I will do it. Now, who shall disannul? Who will remove or erase the decree of God? Well, none. None can. None will. Who shall turn God's hand from executing His purpose? Well, none will. His decree cannot be frustrated. His will cannot be resisted. We read in Psalm 110, verse 3, Thy people shall be willing in the day of God's power. His power cannot be defeated. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the Lord Jesus. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, especially in regards to God's covenant salvation, the purpose and will of God is effectual and must be accomplished. The entire weight of our salvation rests upon the Lord Jesus Christ alone, executing the Father's will and accomplishing salvation in accomplishing redemption for His people. If the Lord Jesus Christ failed in any point to accomplish and execute God's purpose in saving His people, if He failed in any point, we're in trouble. Thank God He didn't fail. All those that were given to the Lord Jesus in the covenant of grace, He established righteousness for them, and He died to put away their sin. We read in Isaiah 42, verse 4, He shall not fail, He shall not be discouraged. Now our Lord said in John chapter 4, verse 34, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. We read in John 17, I have glorified Thee on the earth, I finished the work You gave me to do. In John 19, the Lord said upon the cross, when He accomplished all the purpose of God, He said, It is finished. The Lord Jesus, as the mediator and surety of the covenant of grace, did effectually accomplish all God's purpose in saving His people. Now, if you would like to order a copy of this message, I'd like to listen to it again, you can call me at 631-9053. I'll send you a free copy with no obligations. Or you can write to me at 6088 Zebulon Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky.